So, I, if you don't mind, I'll do them a lot of bit, out of order a little bit. Let's start with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Okay. Coming into a little bit of a middle of thought, but there's a second half of the mission, a little bit I want to get to, but let's start with over here. So we're going to see that the primary way to make a netter is putting a status of kedusha on something to create an iser on it. So the primary way we do that is we make it like a korban. It says korban lo yochel loch. So korban, I'm not going to eat with you. Korban she yochel loch, or I will eat with you. Lo korban lo yochel loch. It should not be a korban that which I don't eat with you, which means what I do with you would be a korban mutter. So those are not valid languages of neder, because we look at it not that he's making it should be like a korban, like, you know, kick korban, lick korban, or something like that. It says just korban. It's more along the lines of that he's, I swear by the holy korban that I'm not going to eat with you. That's nothing.
I mean, it's. Wouldn't it also be a problem if it's, you know, it's on the chetza, chetza here?
No, it's in the food that I'm going to make. The food is would be the chetza.
So, okay, but is this specific food that he's talking about?
It could be any food. That's also, well, any food which we're eating with you would be also. Okay.
Is it never always over something negative that you can't do something, or how about a positive thing?
Well, Shua lo yochel loch. Shua she yochel loch. Lo shua lo yochel loch. Oser. So if he makes a shua that I will not eat with him, or that I will eat with him, or it's not a shua that which I don't eat, which means it is a shua that which I do eat, those are valid, and it's oser. Zecher b'shuas mi v'nador. That's something that shua has over the door. Okay. Fine. What makes something a neder stronger than a shua? Ketzet. Emer kainam. Kainam is a colloquial way of saying a korban. Sukkah shani oisa. The sukkah that I would do would be usher upon me. Lulav shani noitol. Tefillin shani maniach. Benadorim usher b'shuas mutter. It doesn't work by a shua, it does work by a netter. B'shuas mutter shein the shmoyim labra ala mitzvahs. So, why is that? Because a shua is on an action. So the Torah says, put on tefillin. He's saying, I'm making a shua, I won't put on tefillin. You're going directly against the words of the Torah. You have no authority to go against the words of the Torah. Whereas a netter is not on an action. It's putting a state of iser on an item, which he has the ability to do. But once that's true, he is left with the reality. He has no way to use it. So he says that the lulav, which I would take, is going to be get a state of iser, so he can't use the lulav. So he's left with no lulav. He's left with no tefillin, or no sukkah, etc. So neder is on the item, and a shua is on an action.
So the last phrase, "En nishbahim levora mitzvah," could be continued with "avol nedarim lo
But you're not making a neder to be over the mitzvah. That's the point. There's a reason why it works, because it's not directly against the mitzvah. It's a state of being on the item.
It's against all the items.
And what you're left with is that you have no way to do the... Okay.
It's not the mitzvah itself, but rather the implements. That
right.
But there are nedarim that... I mean, if you had a situation, there's only one shofar. It's Rosh Hashanah, and there's only one shofar.
Still would work.
It still would work.
Yeah, because when he makes the isser, he's putting the isser on the item. That's, there's no mitzvah or aveira involved in that. Now you have a problem. You can't do the mitzvah. Okay, okay. So we said that Shua is on the item. So go back to Mishnah Aleph. The second half of the Mishnah. Person's going to make a koinam, he's not going to sleep. So the Mishnah says that it's valid, but the more explains that that's not the Raisa, because the Raisa, sleeping is an action. You can't make a neder on an action. It has to be an item. So the Raisa really would not be chal. Neder is only chal on Dorosh Yeshba Mamish. But kind of shen on any yoshin, I'm not going to sleep. Shen Madar, I'm not going to speak. Shani Mahalak, I'm not going to walk. Or I'm not going to have relations with my wife. Raise the Loyachal Deborah. So Morris says this is a Loyachal Deborah. This is the Ishan Torah of a person should not make his words chulin. Rashi says it means that make his words invalid. That's all in Drabonon. Shua Sheni Yoshen, person makes a shua, he's not going to sleep. Sheni Medaber, Sheni Mahalach, is Osir. That's a bona fide Isir. It's an interesting language of the Mishnah is that Osir means a full fledged Isir, and Loyacha Devora means Drabonon. Right? So we have the primary difference between a neder and a shua is that a shua is on an action and the neder is on an item. We're saying mirabonan, when a person says such a lashon, we say we construe it to mean he meant that I'm not going to allow my body's going to be also in regards to that this type of action, which would be a form of a neder. Now, for a neder to work on a primary level, it's you do it by connecting to Kedushas Korban. But if you connect to Isser in the Torah, it doesn't work. So the beginning of that Mishnah says, Velim Mutorn, these are nedarim which are not usher at all. So the first one is chulin shaych halach. That which I eat, but you should be chulin. So the more so that case is obvious. It's just setting the tenor for that we mean over here that just like if a person would say, that which I'm going to eat, but you should be mutter, well, there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, it's mutter. So when we say mutter, we mean totally mutter. You don't even have to go to a chacham to get a heter. It's automatically mutter.
And that's the same. That wouldn't that be the same as prohibiting something from yourself that's already prohibited?
No, chulin.
So it's allowed.
So I'm saying that what's eaten with you is allowed. So
right,
it's mutter, right?
Right.
obviously.
Okay.
I don't need to go to ask the rabbi, is this mutter? I got a heter. I don't need to go get a bezdin.
Okay.
It's so mutter that it's mutter. So the point where we're just setting a standard over here. When we say mutter over here, we mean totally mutter. Nothing. You don't have to go to the chacham, etc.
Right.
So therefore, now, person comes along and says, Kipsar Chazir, that's like the meat of a chazir, Kabbalah Zara, Ka'ers Levuvin, like the Karbonis that they used to use for the Kabbalah Zara, Kinevelis, Ketrefis, Keshkotsim, Keremoshim, Kechalas Aram, Ketremosoi, that which I want to eat from you should be like any of these things. The loch is mutter. It's nothing. It's mutter to the point you don't even have to get a heter, from the netter, because you're not connecting it to Korban, you're connecting to Isuri Atara. So connecting to something which is, you have no power to say this item should be like chazer. It's not chazer. Nobody, you can't make it like chazer. You could make it like a korban. Why can you make it like a korban? Because a korban is rooted in the kedusha's korban. It's rooted in the power of a human being to make kedusha. How does a korban get kedusha? The person is makdish.
So if you say korban, like b'chor.
Well, so that's the main discussion in the first parak, actually, if I call correctly. It has a case of Bechor that it doesn't work. Is it in the Mishnah? No, I don't see it.
So Bechor is actually a state of the item itself.
It's automatic kedusha. The only thing is that there's the Gemara would say there's a mitzvah to be makdish b'chor also.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if you don't do it, it's still kaddish. But there is some type of a chalois kedusha that the person puts on the b'chor. He has a mitzvah to do that. So now what's kiddush over here? Is chalas aron ikshumosay, the chal which we give to the kayin, or the chum which we give to the kayin? Now that the is something which a person creates the kedusha, right? So there's two ways to explain this. So the rush on that in the dorm, there's a pirush rush on the side of the page. Besides the piskei rush on the back, there's a pirush rush. So the rush on that says, before you made a truma, the whole thing was tabel. So the whole thing was also to start with. So when you are mafresh the truma, the rest of it becomes mutter. That which is usher remains usher. So you haven't made truma. You say hereza truma, hereza chala. You haven't made a chalois of truma or chala. You've taken off the status of usher and everything else beforehand. So a regressive angle on this discusses a fascinating thought. He says, in other words, how do we look at the relationship of tevel to truma, tevel to chala? The pshat is that before you do the hafrasha, there's if there's truma or chala throughout the whole amount of grain or dough that we're talking about, you're just being mafresh and designated that as the chala, and therefore everything else becomes mutter. That's what the rush seems to understand. So I'm not making chala, I'm being removing the status of chala from everything else. It is interesting that both the eating chal and eating tevel have the same level of punishment. It's misa b'dei shemayim. It's a lav. It's not chorus. It's not just a lav. It's misa b'dei shemayim. So there is such an idea. That's how the Rosh says it. The Rav over here, which is I think the lashon of the Ran, which is the primary pirush that we're going to use, says that because you can't, it's not bob and neder and adava, that you can't choose. You know, I'm going to making some truma out of nowhere. It has that you can't do. So the point being that the karbonos that we're looking at, karbonos which is rooted in the power of the person to generate. He can designate an animal as a chatas or a noshem, but that's rooted in some extent. It's rooted in his kiyuv. But a shlomim or an oila is totally up to the person. That's your primary korban that you're looking at, that you're looking at to be matzitzin, because that's totally in the power of the person to generate. So he can generate. So chala and truma is not in the person's power just to generate. So we're saying that's not called a dover hanoder, that you can be matvisin. The drush of the Mora is ish ki yard either neder. So with darshan, you have to make your neder connected to a dover hanoder. Your yidor has to be connected to a neder, something which was started out being generated through the person's act of being makdish. It's a two-step process. First, you have a davar hanoder, and you're going to be matvis into a davar hanoder. So that's the prime. That's the way the Ron says at the beginning of the seta. That's the primary power of neder. Let's say a person says this should be osur on me, without saying like a korban. It works based on the concept of a yad for a neder. And more than that, the apostle tells me that even if I don't say the full sentence, we say enough that it is, I've taken hold of it, language of yad, I'm grabbing hold of it, the handle. If I say enough of that, it's considered a valid neder. The question which the more discusses is, how do you know when he says Hareza Osir, he meant like a korban, maybe he meant like chazer. Now that we know there's a loch that if you're matvis in chazer, it doesn't work. If you're matvis, you hold on to, you're connected to the Isra of chazer, it doesn't work. You connect to the Isra of a korban, it works. So you're saying a reza osur, it works because it's you said most of the phrase. You know what? We know where you're going. How do you know which way you're going? So that's the discussion in the Gemara. Now, if a person says to a woman that she should be ushered to him like his mother's ushered to him, so the Raisa, so a person says to his wife that she should be ushered to him like his mother. So really, Mikra Din that doesn't need any neder, any hatara, like we said the cases before, elimutorin, totally. But over here, Pesul Pesach Mimokamacher, we're not happy that he did this. We're not going to let him get away scot free. We say he's going to have to go through the process of hataras nedarim, midrabanan, that he shouldn't just take this whole idea of making the dorm this type of neder vis-a-vis his wife lightly. So that's the contrast in the cases when the Mishnah says Eilim Mutarim, which are totally Mutar, and we gave an example, just like Thulin Shechelach, there's like nothing, you don't need to do anything. All these cases, we left it at the righteous status and there's nothing. But this scenario, the Chaman said, you know, you can't do this to the woman, to the wife. So you're going to have to find a Pesach Mimokamacher, Timatar, Shal Yeko Roshel Lekach. We don't want him taking this idea of making the dorim vis-a-vis his wife lightly. So we're going to say, you're going to have to come up with some. If you do this, it's going to be, you need to figure out a process how to get rid of it. Okay, we'll just talk about for a second. So the Hataras Nedarim, really, the flow of the Masechta is the first parak deals with language issues of what we're saying. You can use abbreviated terminology, you can use colloquial terminology to create an editor. What's valid in regards to that? And that. The second parak is maybe more primary in the sense of it gets into violence, some definitions of neder versus shu, etc. The third parak talks about that a person has to have true intent to make a neder for the neder to be effective. there were going to be certain scenarios which Chazal understood that he really wasn't serious, and therefore the neder is not effective. The fourth and fifth parak deal with the level of Isser that you generate. Then afterwards, like three prakim deal with just different types of things that the person makes a neder, he's not going to eat meat. What does meat mean? Does the flesh of grasshoppers included or not? Chicken. What does he mean when he says meat? What do you mean when he says yarak? What's included when he says yarak? What's included when he says it's all those types of, that type of thing? And then it starts dealing with the end with the lacha of hafor of the baal and hatoras kacha. There's a din of you can matter that, but there's also a din that husband has the power, father has the power to annul to mefer the that authority which the father has and the husband has, the balance of that authority between the two of them, and what area, what types of things can they address. So that's the flow of the Masechta. So the din of being matter a netter through a Pesach really is thrown in over here because that's the din, but it's not really discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. It's discussed much later on, the din of how to be matter a netter. Okay.